Okay, today is Daf Pei. We're on Daf Pei on the Mishnah. Today's Daf is sponsored by the Khan family, Zeichon Nishmas, Moshe Eliezer, and Yemen HaKohen, the Neshamah should have an Aliyah. Okay, next case, the Mishnah talks about a Socher HaSaparo Lach Rosh Bahar. You guy rents a cow and the apparatus that goes with the cow in order to be Chorish in the mountain, and he changes the Chorish Babika, and he's Chorish in the Bika. So Nishbar HaKankan, the Kankan breaks. So what's the Kankan? So Rashi explains what the apparatus was and what was the process to plow. What they had was, he had the cow, he had attached to the yoke of the cow was like a rope, and behind him was the actual plow, right? So in front of the cow was a guy who led the animal, so it would go in a straight row, and behind it was a person who basically sat on the plow to make sure that it went into the ground, to dig into the ground so that it would plow. So here, now what happens is the machresha, the kankan, is the plow that's in the back of the cow that's being dragged along, that breaks. Why did it break? Because you were going to be choresh in the mountain, and instead you did it in the bika. So in that case, you're putter. Why you putter? Because even though you were because to plow in the mountain is much more difficult than plowing in the valley, because apparently the mountain has much more rocks and things like that. So if it broke in the bika, kosher cane, it would break in the har. So you're changing what you wanted to do. It didn't really have any effect. It would have broken anyway in the mountain. But bika, if you rented it specifically, the Ritva says this only if you have specifics. If you rent it, you know, plain without any stipulations, then you can do whatever. It's a carte blanche. Do what you want with it. I mean, within reason, of course. So that they don't have to worry about Bavika Bahar. But let's say you rented it specifically to plow Bavika, Bechorosh Bahar, and then you did it in the mountain, Im Nishbar Kankan, if the Kankan breaks, then you're Chayav. Then you're Chayav because in the Harim, in the mountains, it's much more difficult to plow than in the valley because of all the rocks. It's, you know, more rocky up in the mountains, and that's what caused it to break. So next case, someone socher the parah in order ladush bekitnis, and that is to thresh amongst like some sort of the kitnis beans, I guess it is, the kitnis type things, and he changed it bedush betvua, and then he said he did it betvua. Then he's putter. Why? Because kitnis is more, I guess it's more slippery. It's more likely for the cow to get hurt when he's being dushed on kitnis. So if he got hurt on the tefuah, he would have gotten hurt on the kitnis anyway. So therefore you putter, because it's less dangerous type process. If it got hurt in that process, it would have gotten hurt in the more difficult one that you had requested to do anyway. But the other way around, lo dush b'tefuah, to be dushed on the tefuah, be dushed b'kitnis, and then he was chliko, then chayiv b'pnesha kitnis machalekes. The kitnis, I guess, is more, what does he say, slippery? Look, it's smooth or slippery. So, therefore, if he should have, he only rented the dude on something that's not so slippery, and then he did and changed on something slippery. Therefore, he would be chayiv. So there is a chlokas we showed him. We said before that if you did it with the kankan, right? If you had chorish bahar and chorish bikkel, then the nishbar kankan your putter. Okay, so that's the case. You say that the socher is putter. What about the two guys? What about the two guys who are working the plow? Are they putter as well? So the Rambam says, Rambam Perish Mishnah says that only the socher is putter, but the umon, the guy who's doing it, he's their chayiv, and they have to pay the balapara. But the Nemuka Yosef says it's mashma from the Mishnah that everyone is putter because they're all putter. That's what he says. It says putter, meaning it goes on everything. The whole case is putter. So now the Gemara says, the Gemara is going to bring down what happens if you don't change. If you don't change what you did, you wanted to rent it in the har, and you did it, went to the har. You wanted to do it in the bikkur, you did it in the bikkur, and it still broke. What happens in that case? Hecha delo shaniba man mishalim. So you didn't change, right? You just did it by the place where you're supposed to do it. So then, the assumption of the Gemara is that the socher is obviously not chayev unless it was gneiva or aveda because he's a socher, but assuming he's a shomer socher, same as a shomer socher, but they're assuming that one of the two workers is chayev. So who's the one who's chayev? So ma mishalim. So Amar Papa the Naki Parasha, the one who's in the front, who's leading the cow, he's mishalim because he apparently didn't lead the cow properly, I guess, and therefore he didn't do it in a straight row, and that's why it broke. Rav Shisha Breit, Rav Idi Amar the Naki Mana, it's the guy who's holding on to the plow or leaning the plow into the ground. In the back, he's the one who's chayev. The hilchusa, the nakit mana mishalem. The person who's machzik the kankan, the second guy in the back, he's the one who's chayev. He's the one who's chayev to pay. He pays the baal hapara. He doesn't pay the socher. He pays the baal hapara for breaking. He was an umar, and he was apparently negligent. They're assuming he's negligent, and therefore he has to pay.
I don't know, why is he nervous? Maybe we just broke. Who says there's pshia here?
Right.
It happens. Why does there have to be a chiyuv here? So the ibi duchto de michazka gundri, and if they were chorish in a place where they knew that it was filled with rocks and it was very difficult ground, tarvayu mishalmim, both of them, the front guy and the back guy, have to pay. Okay, so if tarvayu mishalmim, I don't understand this case. Why in this case the two of them have to pay and not the guy who rented? If he went specifically to a place where he knew that it was very difficult to isn't that posheya? Why did he plow there? Unless he stipulated he's allowed to plow there. But if he stipulated he's allowed to plow there, why are these guys chayav?
Right. And Tosis asked the question. Tosis Yimasa Hecha. He says, Mitomer Hecha Deshani Nami, even if they, right, Amai Hecha Deshani Nami, Amai Lo, Mishalim Echem and Apollo, Shapashim Shakankan. The other way around. He says, even if you're not, his assumption, even if you're not Mishana, why don't one of these guys have to pay? We said if you're Mishana, then it's weird. If you're Mishana, then the Socher's responsible. If you're not Mishana, then we're assuming there's Pshia and these guys are responsible. I don't know. The next piece of the Gemara has absolutely no connection. I don't know what the connection is to our Mishnah, but it's an interesting case nonetheless. So, right, also, what does it mean that before that? What does it mean Tarvayu Mishalman? So Rashi Tarvayu Mishalman says that both of them have to pay that because it's Mamana Mutal Basofik Cholkim. So there's joint liability, not the joint. It's several. It's joint liability. They both have to pay. Tosas says, what do you mean Mamana Mutal Basofik Cholkim? We don't pass in Mamana Mutal Basofik Cholkim. So if that would be the case, if it would be a mamon multiple chokim, mamon multiple suffik, then neither of them would pay because it would have to until the balapara could prove which guy was at fault. Then they would, you know, he would have to bring a raya. But Tosfos says no, since it's clear they're both posheya, so therefore they both have to pay. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Yochanan, hamocha parla chavero. Someone sells a cow to his friend, but Amar lo, and he says to the mocher, says to lokeach, he goes, listen. Parazo, this cow that I'm selling to you, nachon is he? It's got a lot of mumim, right? So, full disclosure, it's a parazo that gores, nashkon is he? It bites, baton is he? It sits down and you know it kicks. Ratzon is he? It just sits on the ground. Bahaya ba mum echad, and it only has one mum. From all it lists, the guy listed has 100 mumim, but really it only has one. Usnafo bena mumim, but he will explain the way Rashi says it. And he included this one mum that he has amongst all the other mumim. So then, harezim mekach tos. This is considered a mekach tos because this is not what the buyer had in mind to buy this cow that had this mum. Why is it mekach tos? Rashi says. So Rashi towards right. It's across some tosas dirmasul shifcha. Is a Rashi harezim mekach tos. Lefisha hikir halokeach b'shar mumim she'enon. The mocher mentioned 100 mumim, and the buyer goes and checks, and he doesn't have any of these mumim. He checked 40 of them. What did he check? 3 of them. He doesn't have any of them. The kasaver habekula mishaker. He thought that maybe the mocher is just—he's lying about all of them. El lahashlich ma'alav taromas woman. He's just doing this just in case something happens. There won't be any taromas. Hilchach mechatosu the ato the hachin lozavim. Because basically he did some checking, and it turned out that none of these other movement were there. It turns out there's one mum's there. He thought that the mocher was just playing games in order to get rid of any possible complaints. He didn't think there were any mumim. So therefore, it becomes a mekotos. Because he didn't think there were any mumim. But, if you guy, the mocher says, mum ze umum acher, he says, it has this mum and another mum. Right? Rashi says, what does that mean? Mum ze umum acher, she perish lo shem oso mum levado. He says specifically, it has this mum. It's a nashchonis. It bites. Right? But included in that, the amalo mumze ba the old mumen achem, and has other mumen as well. But he specifically mentioned this one without mentioning other ones by name. That's not a mekach tos because since he set aside this mum from all other mumen, then the lokeach should have known that it has he had full disclosure and he bought it anyway. So now the Gemara brings a brisa like Rabbi Yochanan. Two questions. I don't know what this is doing here. Number two, this brisa is so mefurish like Rabbi Yochanan. I don't understand what Rabbi Yochanan was coming to be. Milchadish. Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a brisa that's similar to the rule of Rabbi Yochanan. Hamocher shifcha chaberu. Someone selling a shifcha to his friend. Va'amar lo, and the mocher says, lokeach shifcha zo. Did I tell you? Shotahi. She's a little nuts. Nichpesi. She falls down. She just right. Maybe that's epileptic. I don't know. Mishu amemesi. She's a little. She's crazy. So he gives a whole list. He gives a whole litany of lists. She only had one mumim. And he mentions it amongst all the other mumim.
That is a mechatos. But mum zeh, mum acher, ain't a mechatos. But he only mentions this one mum, and he says amongst, he has this mum and a few others, since he specifically set aside this mum, then it's no longer a mechatos. So now the Gemara asks, Amalei Rav Achav Reid Derabal Rav Ashi, Hayabah Kol Mumim Halal Umo. What about the first case, right?
He says that the shore hat is, it bites, it kicks, it gores, it sits, it has all these 6, 7, 8, whatever many mumim. We said if it only has one, then it's mechatos. What if it really has all those mumim? So what's the stade at Safek? Again, we said before that maybe the lokeach says, he's just saying that to get rid of taromas. Or maybe no, he really has all these mumim, and he should have been careful.
So Mahu, what's the din? So Amalah Rav Mordechai. Have you had Rav Mordechai before?
Yeah.
We have Rav Mordechai.
It's
a later more. Amalei Rav Mordechai. Well, he's saying it to Rav Ashi. Right? There you have it. Amalei Rav Mordechai le Rav Ashi. Hachi Amrina Mishmei de Rava. Hayu Bakol Hamumim Halalu. Ein Zem Mekachtos. This is not considered a Mekachtos because the guy was giving full disclosure. It bites, it kicks, and it bites, and it kicks, and it gores, and it has all these things. That's not considered a Mekachtos. Look at Rashi before the Mishnah. Hayu Bakol Hamumim Halalu. Ve'enu Makbin Ela Al Echad Uba Betona Ez Besabra Ayisisha Ata Kolaba Mum. That's what we said before. The answer is it's not considered a mekach tos. Fine. So I heard a shaila with a mekach tos. We have a concept of mekach tos, right? So I buy something and it's not what I wanted. It's broken. It's defective. You're not supposed to continue using it. Right, because if you keep using it, then you're going to be, it's Megal Das and you want to keep it. So I heard from Rav Zilberstein, which is Rav Chaim Kanievsky's son-in-law. I think he married. Could be. Anyway, so he said, what about if you have, the guy has buys a machzor for Yom Noroim, and he gets up to laning, and it's missing. It's missing the laning. Mechotos. He didn't want his machzor. So really, the din in Mechotos, he's got to put it away and not do it. But he's a shul on Yom Kippur. What's he going to do for Musaf? He has no, there's no Mach, so no other Mach Zahram. So in that instance, he says, in certain instances, you're allowed to still keep on using it, you know, within reason, not to damage it. He said the same thing with shoes. Guy buys shoes, he's walking the street, and he realizes now that he just bought a pair of shoes, and there's a massive hole in the bottom of the shoe. You're not supposed to walk in the street without shoes. It's not so comfortable. So you can walk back, you should walk back with the shoes, go straight back to the store to return it. You can't go home and then go play ball and everything like that, but you'll bring it right back to the store. Okay, now the next mission is talking about a person who rents a donkey, and a donkey has a certain amount of burden that it can carry, and this guy increases the burden. He goes above. He puts more. I'm not using the word weight yet. He puts more. Right, there's going to be volume, and there's going to be the volume, which is not weight, and there's going to be the mass, which is the weight. Two different things here. So he puts more than what the burden is supposed to be on the donkey. And something happens to it. So the Chachamim they established that the burden that the donkey can carry is lesech chitim. A lesech chitim, a lesech is 15 tzah, which means a chatzikor of chitim. Okay? Now, that talks about the volume. But, therefore, if it's a lesech chitim, that means the volume, the weight changes depending on the produce. It could be, if the heavier produce is a heavier amount of stuff. If it's a lighter thing, then lesech is obviously lighter. It's not like a pound of feathers or a pound of bricks. It's actually talking about a volume.
How much you can fit into the bag?
Right, right. So it's not. So sometimes it can weigh more, sometimes it can weigh less. Okay. So it's interesting though. The Rashi is going to, we're going to explain the Mishnah. The Machlokes Abaye Rava, how to understand the Mishnah. The Rashi explains the Mishnah like Abaye, and we pass like Rava. Why does Rashi do that? Because Rashi is a Rishon. He's going to explain the easiest way to explain it. He's not telling you exactly what the Mishnah says. That's a public service announcement for those who are involved in something else. Okay. So therefore it changes. So in other words, a lesech of barzel, right, would weigh a lot more. And also a lesech of chitin apparently weighs more than lesech of seorim. So that's what our Mishnah is talking about. How much if you increase that in that amount, right? The volume. So hasocher sachamer lahavi alei chitin. You rented a camel of donkey to bring a lesech of chitin, right? That's to bring a lesech of chitin, which is a chatzikor of chitin. And in the end, the hevi alei seorin. But you instead put on seorin. Okay, so you put on Sa'orin, but you added a little more Sa'orin, but it still has, the way Rashi explains it, it still hasn't reached the weight of a lesser Chachite. Sa'orin is less. Nevertheless, Yechayev. The Mishnah says Yechayev, even though together with the lesser of the Sa'orin, plus the extra you put on, it weighs less than the lesser Chachite. So you haven't added more weight, so nevertheless it's also to do this because we'll see that also just sheer size and volume is also according to Abaye, according to what Rashi explains in the Mishnah, according to that, that also is presents a problem to the Chamor. Then, next case, you rented the donkey for a lesach of tevua, and hevi aleha tevin, and then you brought straw, which is apparently lighter than the tevua, then nevertheless, you're still chayiv, even though the extra is less, weighs less, it's not only an issue of weight. Okay, there's bulk and there's weight. So it's too bulky for the donkey, so that probably causes a problem also. Why? The Mishnah says, "Bipnei shehanefach kasha kimasoi," because the bulk of the burden is just as difficult, or maybe even more, as the weight of the burden on the donkey. So if you add to the bulk, that also creates a problem. I don't understand the metzius of that, but if you add to the, I don't know how.
Maybe it's not that difficult for.
Oh, maybe because it's not stable anymore. Because it's not on. It's, I think nepach means the bulk.
Bulk.
And a masoi means the weight. Right, that's how he translates it, as a bulk?
Yeah. Because it's too bulky,
even
though it's not weighing.
Right, sometimes you have that. Sometimes you're carrying something that's not so heavy, but the way, you're right, the way it's laid, it's not easy to balance. Okay? Right. Yeah, the women who are heavier than the men, right? Okay. I wasn't here yesterday, so let's say it. Now, Lahavi lesach chitin. Let's say you wanted to bring a lesach chitin, and in the end, hevi lesach seorin. Right. So you wanted to bring. In this case, you didn't add extra. It's the same lesach, so it weighs less. It weighs less, but there's no extra. There's no extra bulk. Right. It's the same lesach. Then you're putter. In that case, you're putter. Next, the im mosif al masa'o chayav. But if you add to the weight, you're chayav. The Gemara doesn't explain this. This is talking about a regular case. Let's say you just wanted to do a lesach of chitin and you added a lesach plus, right? The kama yosef amasov yechayev, and how much to add to the burden, right? That you would be chayev. Some of mishum of meir sa'ol gamal. If you add a saw on a donkey, u'shlosha kavin lechamor. If you added to right, we said that it's fifteen saw, which is chatz yekor. If you add three kavin, then that's too heavy. And therefore, and then you would be chayev. So mashma up to this extra amount, you're not chayev. It's this lesach plus a little bit of amount. So what's the reason why you putter for that little amount until you get up to the shear that Simchas gave? So do you say that the owner is mochel? I'm mochel by my animal that he can carry this, or do we say that because it's impossible to really gauge the exact amount? So we say we give a little room for error. So what the nafkamina would be, let's say afterwards you find out that you put a little extra more on, do you have to pay for that extra? If there's mechila, then there's mechila. Maybe it's only because there's an impossibility to gauge an exact amount, so it's impossible to gauge, but you did something, you used the animal, so you'd have to pay a fee for that extra amount. Okay. So now, as a machlokes to Abaye and Rava, how to understand the Mishnah? We just explained the Mishnah based in Abaye's interpretation. So Itmar, machlokes between Abaye and Rava. Abaye Amer, when it says, we said, Kasha kimasoi tnan. We said bipnei she nefach kasha kimasoi. The reason why you chayev, even though it doesn't add weight, is because of the bulk is bigger, and the bulk is just as difficult as the burden. The Rava Amar kasha limasoi. No, because it just says kasha limasoi, which means
hard to carry.
What? Right. It's just hard. It's hard to carry. It's not that it's heavier, it's more difficult. It's also hard, it's also difficult to carry. What does that mean? So, by Amar kasha kimasoi tnan, which means nifcha ki tikla. The bulk is just as difficult, and therefore, imosif shlosha kavin, if you add three kavin onto the bulk, right, so you did, if you just add three kavin, it's more bulky, even though it's a lighter amount, and therefore you be chayiv. Rabba Amar kasha limasoi tnan, and what does that mean? Tikla ki tikla, which basically means that exactly, it's basically the same thing. So when it means here, so how do you explain the Mishnah? What are you explaining? What do you explain the Mishnah? So the Tosefes of the Nefach on top of the regular burden, that's what's difficult. So therefore, you're not chayiv in the Mishnah until you add three. You'd say you have a nefach of chitin. You're allowed to add the lighter amount, like a pound of feathers, or a pound of brick, a pound of feathers, and you're only chayiv if you added now three more onto the sorin. Because it's the same thing. Bulk and weight is the same thing, according to Rava. So now we're going to ask. It seems like it's a set standard. It seems like it's a set standard, is what it is. It's a known thing, it's a set standard. Your question could be, what if the guy says, my donkey's really, really strong, and I'm going to change it, and you can put on more? Or my donkey's really, really weak, and he can't handle it. Maybe that changes it. But this is the regular case, it's a set standard that the Chachamim made. Okay. So Tanan, I'm going to ask a question now on Rava. Tanan, the Mishnah says, Lahavi lesach chitin, vehevi lesach sa'orin, that you're potter, right? If you gave a lesser chitin and you brought a lesser sa'orin, you're potter. The im hosif al masa'o chayev. But if you added on to it, right? You added on to it, you're chayev. So my love shloshes kavin. So isn't that going to be just you add a little bit, like Abaye says, you add shloshes kavin and you're chayev. So therefore you see that the bulk is just as difficult as the burden. So Rabbi says, lo sa'a. We're talking about over there where you added a sa'a. So when you added enough to make the sa'orin heavier than the chitin. Not a question on Rabbi. And now the Gemara asks again, Baha Allah Katani, but look at the continuation of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, right, the Kama Yosef al Masa Obiye Chayev. How much do you add onto the burden that you'll be Chayev? So again, this is Muchach, like the Mishnah says, if you add three Kabin by itself, that's enough to be Chayev. So what would be the case? We're saying, the case is, you rented for a lesser chitin, you put on lesser siorin, and you added three Kabin. Just by making it more bulky. So that's Mara answers, no. Hachika Amar, this is how you explain the Mishnah. Hecha de Loshani. The seifa of the Mishnah of Sumchus talking about where you didn't change what you rented the animal for. Right? So chitin mehevi chitin. Example, I rented for a lesson chitin, I put on chitin, right? Sa'orin mehevi sa'orin, and kama yosef al masobi yachayat. How much have you added on top of the lesach of what you were, even if you were using it for what you stipulated to use it for? That amount, more than what you rented it to do, that's enough to make you chayiv again, whether it's because of, there's not mokal that much, or you can, that more than that, you can actually measure and take off. I guess they didn't have exact measuring utensils. I mean, b'zman hazeh, you pretty much had
weights.
What they seem exact is what we have now.
Weights?
I guess. Yeah, you make a lesach and you establish the weight. Okay? So now the Gemara asks, they're going to ask from a brisa on Abaye, right? Abaye said what? That the bulk is just as difficult as the weight, which we said is mustaber, right? So Tashma, someone rents a donkey lahavi lesach, right? Which is 15 sa, a lesach of chitin. Vehevi, in the end, he brought sheish esrei sa'orim. He brought 16 sa, one extra sa of sa'orim, right? So he added a sa, which is a lot more than just three. Whatever he added a sauce, so it's much heavier. Then you're chayiv because you were mosif, right? So ha shloshes kavim potter. Mashrim here, you're chayiv because you added a sauce. But if you added only shloshes kavim and you only increased the bulk and not the weight, you would be potter. That's a question on Abaye. So the Gemara answers tirgama Abaye b'michikasa. What does b'michikasa mean? Okay, so I think the way it used to be, they had three ways that they used to measure dry goods, right? So they would do it with where it was. It'd be like a heaping measurement, right? The heaping teaspoons in the chocolate milk, you know, heaping teaspoons into the chocolate, right? Then there would be, you know, just not so careful, and then it would be exactly, you would smooth out the top. So Abaye says that the Bryce is talking about a case where they brought 16 sa'ah bimichikosa, which means that they didn't, like, I think it was just heaping, they just put it on. They did it very carefully. They did it very carefully with Michikasa, like erasing. I think they just like erase and they smooth off the top. If he says something differently, let me know, because I'm sort of guessing here. So he says Michikasa, right? So he smooth it out. So basically what happens is that it's not a really, is the extra amount that you put on only equals three kavim somehow. Interpret the Bryce like me, that he did it in a specific way, that it was so medactic in what he put on, and the amount of weight that was put on was only three kabin extra on top of the 15 saw of the 15 saw, so therefore that made him chayiv.
So 16 saw is really not more than 15 saw.
he's saying that he leveled it off, so the 16 sa'ah of sa'orin was as if it was only an extra 3 kavin.
That's okay.
Then no, that's why you're chayev. The question on Abaye was, it seems you have to do so much more in order to get to become a chayev, to add the weight. Abaye said you only have to add the bulk. So Abaye says, no, it's really not adding so much weight. You're chayev here, even though it was a lesser amount that was added, but still, since it added bulk, that makes you chayev. Is that what he says? I'm not sure. A little iffy on that. I mean, it's a long Rashi. So you can look at the Rashi and figure it out. So now, the Brisa goes back. Now the Brisa is going to explain, like we just established, we said it was a nefach for a donkey. That was the burden that the Chachamim established that a donkey can take. What about for other types of the people or other items? The Tana Rabbanon, kav lekatav. A person can carry a kav, meaning a person can carry what he can carry. And if you add a kav, that will make you chayev. He can carry a kav extra would make you chayev. If a guy says I can carry 20 pounds, you add a kav, that's what makes you then you're chayev. Fine. Adriv is an areva. Adriv the areva. The shir tosefes is an adriv for an areva, which is a small boat. A kor, right? A kor is the extra for a sfina, which is a middle-sized boat. And shloshes korim, 3 korim is the tosefes.
Sorry?
The tosefes for a vurni, which is a larger vessel. A larger vessel meaning a ship here. A larger ship. So Gemara asks, Amar Rav, the Braisa said, kav lekatav. If you added, why is the person who's hiring, let's say someone's hiring me out, and they put on an extra kav on my shoulder, they're chayev. Why are they chayev? I'm a guy, I know how much I can handle. If I let you put on the extra kav, I'm the one who's at fault. You should know how strong I am, whether or not I can handle it or not. And that's basically the question of the one. For sure, that donkey can't tell you that it's too heavy. I'll tell you it's too heavy, take it off. If I don't tell you it's too heavy, I'm assuming responsibility. You know, you don't have to be such a big, you know.
Tell them what you can carry.
So Amar Mar Kav LeKatav V'im Isad Lo Motzibe. If it's true that the guy can't carry it, Bar Dasu L'Shadye. He should take it off. The whole time he doesn't take it off. He's the guy who's carrying it's responsible. So Gemara says Amar Abai B'Shechavato La'Alter. It happened right away. I'm carrying what I can carry, and then you put on the extra burden, and I crumble under the burden. Or maybe it's I tell him right away. Whatever, I crumble under the burden. I didn't have the time, the opportunity to tell you that it was too heavy. That's why you're chayev. So Rava Maravis gives an answer. He says, "Afilu tema below chavatul atar." Maybe he didn't. I didn't crumble under the burden of the extra weight right away. Lo tzricha el la'agri yisera. But had I crumbled later in Ochanami, you wouldn't be chayev if there was damage done to me. But what does it mean? The kav l'katav means that if you put on an extra kav, I get paid more. I get paid more because that amount. Well, now you just pay for suitcases, whatever. But yeah, but you're right. You just by the weight, extra weight, because because it weighs a lot more to carry it along on the strip and in the car. Don't carry it. What?
More gas in the plane.
Well, they'll go on strike in Israel when it comes off the plane because it's too heavy, or for any other reason. So that's Rava's answer. Rava Ashi, Amar Rashi gives another answer, and it says that. This is talking about a case he added the masa, and not like Rava, and you would be chayev if you hurt the carrier because it's too extra. But how come we don't say the guy should have realized and take it off? Because who sabar chulshu who did not get late? When he felt guy wasn't you know he wasn't it was a little early in the morning when he felt the burden on to begin with, he thought it was only because I'm weak now. You know, throughout the day I'll get stronger. You know, I'm gonna get stronger, and therefore he didn't think that it would be bothering. It wasn't the weight that was bothering him; it was that he felt weak at the time. He hadn't had breakfast yet, and he figured that once he has breakfast, it'll be better. Therefore, he didn't take it down. Right. I can take more. So that in that case, and since he added, but the other guy added, but we said it only can be a certain amount. The other guy added, so that guy's higher for putting too much on your shoulder. That's what we say. Kav lekatav. Kav lekatav. Someone asks, why are you chayev? That's a grummer, but he's zaken. It's a grummer, no? Then someone says, another shot, someone says, wait a second, let's say, get out of the fact that it's grummer. So now you were mazik a person. So what about nezik, tzar, ripo, shevas? You have to pay all of them? Maybe just pay nezik.
What? What are your job?
To what? To get hurt?
No, to be carried.
Right, but the guy put too much on me.
But
he gave me.
He collapsed right away.
No, that's only according to Abaye. That's only according to Abaye. Rav Ashi says even if you don't collapse right away, the reason why I didn't take it off right away is I figured I can handle it because. But the guy should have never put it on to me begin with. He put too much on me. The regular guy is Kavlikato. We talk about if the guy's a bodybuilder and he makes the and they make a contract and they say I can carry 8,000 pounds or 800 pounds and that's the deal that you make. But a regular situation where I hire you to carry my stuff, it's the kav at a time, I guess. No, it's not. The kav is the extra.
Beyond
what we establish, I can carry. I think that's what it says here, right? It says, right. Rashi says, "Kav lekatav, kav habe tosefes laadam hanose bekatav v'chayev hamoset bilkilkulo." So he does take into consideration. We decide how much I can carry, and he increases it by a certain amount. I guess we're very exact by what I can carry. I know. Guy knows.
Carries 30 kav.
What?
Normal load for a person is 30 kav.
A normal load for a person is 30 kav. So if he adds to that, if he adds another kav, it makes it 31 on the regular.
It's that 130 that they would.
Knocks them over.
Yeah.
So I'm talking. You got kids carrying a sitter. You can carry 20 of them. You put one more on, you know, he drops them all. They all fall off. Straw that broke the camel's back. And here's the straw that broke the guy's shoulder. Okay. We learned in the Bryce has said, Kor l'spina shloshes korim, levor neged, Kor l'spina, Kor l'spina, and shloshes korim, levor negedola. Right? The extra core on a middle-sized boat, and the excess that you be chayiv if the boat sinks that you put on, if you put on three korin for a larger ship. So Amar Rav Papa, Shmamina, you see from here, Stam Svinos, the regular Svina, the Beinon Svina, is bas tfasim korin. It could handle 30 korin. Because I guess they're saying the Tosefes is always 1/30. It's an extra 1/30 that knocks, that puts, sorry?
That's the 1/30.
Right, the extra 1/30 knocks you over the edge. So therefore, an extra core on a Svina means a regular Svina can carry Shloshim Saw. So Lamai Nafkamina. So what's the halacha difference that we find? So he says, Lameka Chomemkar. Let's say I want to buy a Svina Bainonis, and we didn't decide to stipulate how large the Svina should be. The stump of the Svina is supposed to be something that can carry Shloshim Korim. It can carry 30 Korim. So if you built it to me, or you sold me something that can only buy 28, it can only carry 28. It's a Mechel Tos. What about the other? And I guess if it's 31 or 32, the other guy can be close. It's supposed to be 30, carry 30 saw. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to talk about the din of an Uman. An Uman is a craftsman. Rashi says, we're talking about a case that it's Rashi, Kol Uman is Kablonim HaMakadolim Lassos Malacha B'Veisein. It's like the dry cleaner, the tailor, those guys who drop stuff off in their house. So Kol HaUmim, all the Umim, they're Shomrei Sachar. They're considered Shomrei Sachar. So what does that mean? That they're Chayev for Gneiv or Aveda, but they're Pater for Onsim, just same like the din as a Shomrei Sachar. And the reason why is because, the reason why Shomrei Sachar is Chayev for Gneiv or Aveda, because he gets some benefit from it. Right? He gets, he's getting paid. So here too, they get a profit from it because they're holding on to the Chayfetz, and the fact that they're holding on to the Chayfetz, there's a promise that the Baal HaBayis is going to pay them their wage. So therefore, since they had that benefit, that turns them into a Shomer Sachar. The Kulon and all the Umnim that we talk about, and they said, Sha'amru Tola Shalcha. They said, you know what, I'm finished with tailoring the suit. Come pick it up. The Haveli Mos. And when you're ready, you can paint me. In other words, I'm not going to hold back the over 3 days. I'm not holding back the payment. I'm not going to hold back the suit until you pay me. You can take it and you pay me afterwards. So therefore, he's no longer holding onto the suit, no longer provides him with that monetary benefit because he's giving up the monetary benefit. So then he turns into a Shomer Chinam. Now he's a Shomer Chinam, and if anything happens now, he'll be putter for Gnei Veda, but he'll only be Chayiv for Pashiyah. You understand why he turns into a Shomer Chinam? Because the only reason why he's a Shomer Sachar is because he had a monetary benefit that he'd get paid. Here he's giving up. He says you can take it back without me getting paid. So he turns into a Shomer Sachar. Now, talking about a couple more dinim of shomrim, which really applies to the later prakim, but since it came up, the Mishnah continues. Shemor li, guy says, watch for me this chayfetz, the eshmor l'cha, and tomorrow I'll watch your chayfetz for you. So then, shomer sachar, right? Your shomer sachar, because the benefit that I'm going to get from watching your item is that you're going to watch my item, right? But had the guy said, watch this item for me, And at the same time, I'll watch this item for you. So the Gemara on Daf Tzadidal says that that's Shmira Bevailim, and that they'll be completely putter. Okay, we'll get to that on Daf Tzadidal. Next case. Shmorli, guy says, watch this chepes for me. V'amrlo, and the watcher, the shomer says, Hanach lefanai. Just put it down in front of me. So then he becomes a shomer chinam. So they all the Rishonim ask, well, how does he become a shomer? We have it, the halacha is that a shomer isn't chayv until he's moshe the chepes. He's doing some sort of kinyan onto the chepes. So why here, if the guy just says, Hanach lefanai, he puts it down, even without mashicha, he's chayv. So there's a lot of tumult in the Rishonim to try to give the answer. So some say you only need the Mashiach to be chayiv on things other than Pshia. But since here he's only Shomer Chinam, you can be chayiv for Pshia. Some say, Hanach Lefanai, it's put it in front of me within my Dalal Amos, so it's really a Kinyon. It's the Kinyon of my Dalal Amos, it's the Kinyon of my Chatzir. Whatever, they come up to the answer to explain why in this case he still be chayiv for Pshia, even though he wasn't Moshe to Chayfitz. Next case. Hilbo Alamashkon. Right, so I lent you money, and you gave me a mashkon. So I am a shomer sachar on the mashkon, even though I'm not the only way you chayav a shomer sachar is because you're getting some sort of benefit. So here, what's the benefit? So if we go back to what we learned before, the benefit is the schar mitzvah. Since osig b'mitzvah pater b'mitzvah, so since I have the schar mitzvah, that goes into the whole sugya about whether you're always osig b'mitzvah the entire time. What does that mean? I'm watching something in my house. I'm wearing tzitzis now. I don't have to give tzedakah. Some say, oh, no, only that moment that you took it, you were osig b'mitzvah, you put it in mitzvah, and therefore at the moment you took it, you were shomer sachar, so that extends the whole time. Other Rishonim say, no, but since you have to be metapel with the item, so any time that you have to be metapel with the item, you are osig b'mitzvah, so therefore you put it in mitzvah the whole way through. But it's the schar mitzvah that allows you to become a shomer sachar. Right, Rashi shomer sachar, schar mitzvah. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, no, Hilvo Umos, and you got a mashkon based for the loan, so Shomer Chinam, you're Shomer Chinam, because you're not getting any monetary benefit from what's going on here. Hilvo Peros, but if I lent you Peros and I took a mashkon, then Rabbi Yehuda's molded, I'm a Shomer Sachar. Why? Because Rashi says the Peros rot. So I'm getting the monetary benefit that I'm switching over, that I lent you Peros, and you're going to pay me back money, right? Because you can't pay me back Peros, because it's Saw. So you're going to pay me back, the money. And therefore, I got the benefit that I'm not going to lose the value of my produce because you're paying me back cash. So therefore, I got a monetary benefit. Therefore, I'm a shomer sachar. Right? Avashol Omer. Avashol says, Rashai Adam Lahaskir Mashkano Shel Oni V'Lios Posik V'Holei Chalav Mitnei Shukumesh V'Veda. Guy, I lend money to a poor person. I get a mashkon. I'm allowed now to rent out the mashkon of the oni, and therefore, and then all the money that comes in from renting out the mashkon, I can deduct from what the ani owes me, sort of helping the ani out in this situation, because now he's being marvia from the mashkon, so mesha veveda, I guess, and therefore I can deduct the amount. I saw that the guy himself can't use the mashkon because that looks like ribbis. Because then he's going to get paid back the amount plus he's going to be using it. It looks like ribbis. Okay, but this is also only if by renting out the mashkon you're not going to devalue the mashkon. You have to keep the value of the mashkon. So you have to be careful of about the mashkon. Okay. Gemara then says, there's a machlokas in the din of a shomer sachar, right? What is a shomer sachar? Is a shomer sachar of a socher. The Torah is very clear of what a shomer, shomer chinam, of a shomer sachar, and a shoal are. The Torah doesn't say specifically what the din of a socher, a renter, is. There's a machlokas of what the renter is. So Rav Meir says that a renter is a shomer chinam, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's a shomer sachar. So we're going to try to say. Case is I lend money to a poor person. He gives me the mashkon. I'm allowed to take the mashkon and rent it out to other people, and use the money that the other person, as part of the repayment. What? So then you have the issues with breaking the mashkon. But you're allowed to do this, assuming it doesn't diminish the value of the mashkon, and it doesn't break, whatever it is, and then you deduct the rental payments from the loan amount. So Leiman Las Nisan, should we say that our Mishnah is the Loki Rav Meir? Okay, the issue is that most Stam Mishnayos are Rav Meir. Our Mishnah is Stam. It should be like Rav Meir, but it doesn't seem like it's Rav Meir. The Sanya, because we learn in a Braisa, Socher, right? Someone who's a Socher, Ketzel Mishalim. What are his obligations? Meaning, is he considered a Shomer Socher and he's Chayiv a Gneva Veda, or is he a Shomer Chinam and he's only Chayiv or Pshia? So Rav Meir says, because Shomer Chinam. A socher is like a shomer chinam, meaning even though you're getting, right, you're a shomer chinam, and therefore you're patur b'knei aveda. Even though you're getting hanar from the chefetz, right, so you're getting hanar, you should be like a shomer socher. Nevertheless, since he's paying in exchange for this benefit, so therefore he's not mekabel any extra schar, and that exchange knocks off the benefit, so he's a shomer chinam. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, a socher is because shomer socher. A socher is like a shomer socher, therefore he's chayav like an eved aveda. And since the chefetz is by him and he can use it, he gets the hana. He gets the hana from it. So therefore, basically, what we're saying is that the uman, you said in our case is an uman, and we said an uman in our case is a shomer sachar. An uman also, we're saying that the uman is also nene from holding on to the chefetz, because by holding on to the chefetz, he's certain that the Baal Bayis is going to pay him, right? But that benefit was an exchange for actually doing work. It's the same thing as the socher. So, according to our mayor, that should knock off the benefit. He should be a shomer chinam. The Mishnah says it's a shomer socher. Our Mishnah is not going like Rav Meir. That's a difficulty because it's a Stam Mishnah, and Stam Mishnah is supposed to go like Rav Meir, right? So if our Mishnah says that the is a shomer socher, that should be the same din by a socher because it's the same din, and it's not like Rav Meir. So the Gemara says no. Afilo tame Rav Meir. You can say that our Mishnah is also still going like Rav Meir. The hana the kashav kuli alma ba'argali lidi habelu shomer socher. No, he's a shomer socher because the extra hana that I know that the guy gave me, he could have left this by any dry cleaners, but brought it to me. So with that hana, it turns me into shomer socher. So Gemara says ihachi socher nami. That would be the same thing by a socher. Why sing a socher to shomer chinam? He should also be a shomer socher because by he hana the kashav kuli alma yomorgali lidi habelu shomer socher. The guy can lease the car to anybody. He leased it to me. He rented it to me. Then that should be the benefit, and it should become a shomer socher. There's no ela filu team Rav Meir like this way. Explain it this way. But he hana the kayoiv le tvei porta. The hana that the Gvala Bayis gives the Uman a little extra. Have the ila shomer socher. He gives him a little extra, so that extra money turns him into a shomer socher. That benefit. So socher nami mi lo askin the kamash le tvei porta. Maybe the Gvala Bayis gave him a little extra, right? He paid for what should be for X amount, and he gave him a little more. He bet the game a little more, so maybe in that instance, that benefit should also turn him into a shomer socher. So now, elafilo tamer of Meir, by he hana the topis le aagre, the hana that he has the uman actually has the item in his hands. The low boy lemei lemeitik azuze habile shomer socher. And since I'm holding it to it, you can't get it back from me unless you pay me. That extra hana turns me into a shomer socher. Evais emo, or you can answer. He demachlis Rabbi Avua have switched the shitos. V'tani, and he learns socher ketzel mishalim. How does the socher pay? Rav Meir omer kishomer socher, and then he fits into our Mishnah. And Rabbi Yehuda omer kishomer chinam. So in that case, you can flip it over. Then you don't have the question. All right. Have a good day.